It's Sportsy Talk.
It's Sportsy Talk. Is my mic even on?
Yes.
Are my headphones on?
That was Pylon, but not the Pylon
not the
you're
Athens.
Thinking of.
Not the Athens, Georgia one. The Finnish one.
It's funny and you don't know why. It's funny and you don't even try.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because R.E.M. did a version of it.
I like how you know everything.
I don't know everything. Just
yeah,
what you
good.
Teach me.
That's good. That's ridiculous. I don't teach you anything. So you're running the board again. I am going to teach you how to keep your mic down this week.
That'll I have it a little bit further away from me.
Yeah.
I just love the sound of my own voice so much.
Well, you have a very lovely voice.
I don't have as lovely a voice as your voice. She's Bronwyn C.
He's Jim the Poet. And together we are the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio today. Sportsy Talk. Yay.
Yay.
The only pumpkin spice flavored Sports Talk Radio that there is in America. Today.
And we're moving towards cinnamon rim season.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we actually do have to check that out.
We have to give them a call?
Yeah.
The Iron Monkey?
On the air.
On the air?
On the air.
I still don't know how to do this.
Oh, I'll do it next week when I run the board. Thank you for running the board today.
Thank you for having me. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
Mm-hmm. We have a guest this week.
We do have a guest.
Probably.
I think.
We think.
Well, he's very busy today, too. You know, it's his big day, too. They are part of a group called Footballs with a Z, and they have a podcast on during Monday Night Football. So instead of listening to Mike Tirico and that Jay Gruden
Whoever,
or whatever the guy's name is, just terrible. Yeah. They're just awful. Instead of awful announcing, you can hear dudes making fun of the game.
Yeah.
Which is great.
That's fine.
It's much preferable to...
I have to say, you know, our own Chris T did that years ago. He did a special show called The Stupid Bowl on WFMU.
The Stupid Bowl.
Yeah, people came out here and they watched the Super Bowl on a little TV and got drunk and just laughed at it on the air.
That sounds fantastic.
It was a great show. I don't know if it's archived or not.
If we can get some money, we could fly out to Glendale and do that this year. We could just, like, drop some acid... And watch the game.
I don't do drugs. Did you know
well,
that?
You could watch me do some
okay,
drugs.
Okay, I'll watch you do drugs.
Yeah,
I've never done drugs.
I mean, they're fun.
You
don't have
Bronwyn,
to.
Sportsy Talk is a drug-free zone.
Okay.
Okay.
From now on.
Well, oh golly.
I shouldn't have taken that Molly.
I didn't know. You and Wes Welker. Did you see him get in the back this week?
Yeah, that was an unpleasant hit to our boy Wes Welker. He got like somebody's helmet square in the back.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
They were looking
And he was not feeling it.
Okay, what was your favorite play of the week? Play of the week this week. Did you have a favorite play?
I don't know. It's hard to remember
because
I watch the ESPN or the NFL Red Zone channel.
Oh yeah, so you don't even know who's playing.
So,
you just
basically
see stuff, right?
They just go back and forth between games and it's insane.
Did you see the Steelers do the 2-point conversion off the bad snap?
No.
Oh, my God. It was fantastic.
What was the score of that game at that point?
I don't
were they up by 50 points?
No, not yet. They were still down, I think. I think they still weren't, like, losing to the Ravens, or they just gotten... Maybe it was, like, their second touchdown or something.
Yeah.
But they were going for a field goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the long snapper... We have to find out who that long snapper is. We should get him on the air.
Some dude with a beard.
Like, snapped the ball, right?
Yeah.
And it was terrible. Terrible snap. And the punter was the guy who was supposed to catch the ball and hold it for the kicker, right?
Yeah.
And he's, like, fumbling it, and it fell over on its side, and it's not upright, you know. And the Ravens are, like, converging, you know, like, en masse. They're going to kill everybody.
Yeah.
And
actually
so
kill.
Yes, actually kill them. And finally the punter, like, he gets the ball kind of upright in right the position, and the kicker's has run for it and stopped because it wasn't up, and then it was up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kicker's looking around, and he just reaches down and picks up the ball and heaves a pass to some guy in the end zone who catches it, just some random guy who happened to be wide open in the end zone. And he throws it to him, and he catches it, and it's a 2-point conversion off a bad snap.
That's pretty good.
It was genius.
I do remember my favorite play now.
What?
That you mentioned it.
Yes.
Because my favorite play in all of the NFL was the butt fumble.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend against the Jets, there was the butt touchdown.
Yeah.
Where they threw a ball, like a, what are they playing, the Chiefs or something like that?
Yeah.
Chief guy, Alex Smith, throws the ball, hits a guy in the helmet.
Uh-huh.
Bounces off the guy's helmet.
Yeah.
And then, like the one of the Jets had hit it or something like that.
Yeah.
And it just lands in this dude's lap, who's already on the ground. And he just kind of moves his butt over the field goal and
he, like,
gets
scooches
the thing.
On his butt. Like
yeah, he's
a little
like
kid
on the ground and he's
yeah.
like, you know, he's already on his butt and he's
so
kind
he
of butting it over.
Butts it over the line.
And the Jets lost again by a terrible amount of points.
No kidding.
Yeah, they lose a lot.
1-8 now, I think, is the...
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I think it's pretty bad.
That's some Rich Kotite stuff.
Why are they not getting rid of Wex Wyant?
I mean, what's the point? I mean, what are they going to... I mean, they're still not going to make the playoffs, so what difference does it make who the coach is? I mean, you might as well have...
Well, you might as well keep
a puppet, you know, you might as well have...
Hey, speaking of the butt fumble, did you see that Sanchez threw two touchdown passes this week?
Two touchdowns, two interceptions for Mark Sanchez, the franchise.
2-2, yeah.
The franchise.
Yeah.
For
but
the
he
because
was,
the they
credible.
They broke the collarbone of Nick Foles.
Foles got his collarbone.
But it was nice to see Mark around. He didn't have a little headband on, which I think was really constricting his ability to throw the ball in the past.
Mm.
But no, I thought he did okay. I mean, he threw one interception that was just right to some other guy, and then he threw one that were bounced off a guy and it landed in somebody else's
yeah,
hands.
You can't
but
help that.
They were already up by like 30 points. It didn't make any difference.
But good, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
he came
back
good
in
for
and,
the,
you know, he's good for the Sanchez.
Sanchez.
The Sanchez.
The franchise.
The franchise. But he doesn't wear his old number anymore. Maybe because he's freaked out that Rex Ryan has it as a tattoo on his body.
I know.
With his wife naked in it or whatever.
Yeah, that's so weird.
That was a little odd.
Hey, so Studio B Ben tells us that Nick Foles is out for 6 to 8 weeks now.
Well,
so
broken collarbone's bad news.
Yeah, well, remember last season, I think
Aaron Rodgers
had a broken collarbone.
Yeah, like
right?
You miss 6-7 games. And then when you come back, if you're getting, you know, I mean, you have like screws back in your collarbone, so it's unpleasant to be tackled.
Yeah, I would think so.
Who took over for Rodgers last year? When
I don't
it was
remember.
Like Johnny Flynn or
some guy.
Stevie Football,
some
one of those
guy.
Guys.
Some guy.
Johnny
some guy.
Cheesehead.
We should remember. But
I have
no
idea.
I don't know.
It could have been anybody.
Hey, can we do the thanks now before I forget it?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you do the thanks?
Okay. So we ended. I don't know if there's like a thing on the clipboard that we're supposed to say. I didn't even look yet. But we've ended our October silent fundraiser thing. And Sportsy Talk, by virtue of our fine, fine, super fine listeners... actually, we exceeded our goal once the goal had been reduced twice down to a minute.
That's what
amount.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, we just kept
lowered
we just
expectations.
Kept, we just kept lowering those expectations, lowering the bar, and we finally got over it. So thanks, of course, to Danny D, who was our first pledger and the one who kept me on the air.
On the air.
Studio B Ben contributed.
Oh, nice.
You. Hey, you and I were talking about the All Blacks rugby team earlier.
Yes.
Listener Kenny from New Zealand.
Oh, you're kidding
pledged
me.
Pledged to us, so we actually had a New Zealand listener. Who
that's pretty great.
Pledges. So maybe we should talk about the All Blacks more or less. Maybe he gets
well,
enough
they played
of the All Blacks.
They played in Soldier Field against Team USA.
Uh-huh.
And they just destroyed them.
Well, yeah. I mean, they ran
them off the field. And they do this terrifying dance beforehand that's pretty much like it's the end of the game at the very beginning of the game.
they've already beaten you.
They all line up and do like some sort of death Macarena. And I mean, the guys at Team USA Rugby, they're just like, I don't know, stockbrokers or paper boys or
something.
Like they're like, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on? And they just got killed. It was like 60-something to 6 or something like that.
Ooh,
we got a one try, but it was like a one try, which is like a touchdown.
Yeah,
but it was like by accident. Mm. I don't know how we had like this little. We did seem slightly smaller than those guys, like in every way,
every dimension,
every part of yes,
every part
well,
of their bodies.
Like the All Blacks are the greatest rugby team in the world, like the world champions.
Yeah, they're
I mean they're
the
not playing games, and the guys who play for U.S. rugby,
they're not playing games; they're playing rugby.
Like I don't know, they have to have a real job because rugby ain't bringing you know.
That's right. Did I ever talk about my dentist who died? Who was like 80 years old, and he died. And
of
after
rugby?
He died, yeah, after he died. We found out from his obituary that he was like a famous rugby player at Columbia when he was young, and he invented some rugby play.
Where they pick the person up and they throw
weird,
it out of arm.
Some weird, like, weird pass that had never been done in rugby before.
He was an innovator in
he
rugby
was an
technology.
He was a rugby innovator.
Slash dentist.
Slash dentist, yeah. And he became a dentist, I suppose, because he couldn't make a living as a rugby player.
I mean,
because,
once you've played Columbia rugby, there's really
there's
no place
right,
to go up. I mean,
that's right. That's it. That's it.
Well, I don't know if, I mean, I'm not entirely sure if U.S. has, like, had a constant team over the years or if it's been, like.
Do they have a league? I mean, is there a rugby league?
No, I mean, there's like a collegiate league, like a But I mean, there's no. I don't think there's a minor league team.
I did
or anything
see
like that.
Some car ad or beer ad or something where they used rugby players from a team in New York City, but they all are, like you said, they're all like hedge fund managers and stuff, you know, and they just play rugby because they're bros.
It's a weird game because you can't throw forward. Everything's got to be backwards. Yeah, yeah. But it, like, I mean, it's almost, it almost looks fake because you, like, suddenly the ball will come flying down. So they just keep throwing it, and then that guy will get it, like, a get a touchdown thing. And you're like, oh, well, that just seemed crazy. Why didn't you just cover that guy all the way down there?
Kill him.
And basically, it's about tearing people's ears off. That's the key.
I think that's the main
thing. To winning rugby.
Yep.
End up not having ears.
We still have to thank people.
Kat, oh, yeah.
Listener Kat.
Oh, you're kidding. She's nice.
Well, yeah, I think it's a different listener Kat. I think we have two
How many listener, I don't know.
Maybe
how many
two?
Listener Kats can we have?
I think we can have as many as we can lure
as
into
as
listening.
as
many as we can lure into listening to our
show. So is this Kat 2 or
this
is Kat 1?
This is Kat in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, because the other one lives in Chicago, I think.
Yes, exactly. The other one's a DJ now.
And a famous DJ.
Yeah, listener DJ Kat.
She's pretty good.
She's awesome.
They're both great.
They're both great.
Only one gave us money.
So which one do we like better today? We know, don't we? The one in Brooklyn. Okay, and listener Matthew in Charleston, West Virginia.
Thank you. Oh, nice.
Put us over the top of our
Mountaineer.
Much reduced goal.
That's great.
Is it West Virginia? Wait, who has the Hokies?
Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's Virginia Tech. Okay. I couldn't remember. I just remember their colors are burgundy and orange, which I think are the coolest colors.
That's Virginia Tech, too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where, like, Mike Vick went to school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he's playing for the Jets again.
He's their starting quarterback now.
Well, he got crushed yesterday.
Yeah, he got a concussion, but they sent him back out anyway because that's how they do.
Well, you know, he gave a bunch of concussions to dogs, so it's his turn. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
Our special guest is supposed to be calling
if you're on the U.S.
Around,
rugby team.
Our special guest will be calling in.
Yeah, his name is Theodore T.D. Seidel, and he's from a podcast called Footballs. That's featured on theclassical.com, and a very amusing and delightful gentleman. He weekly reviews the New Yorker cover.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, that takes skill. Hmm. Skills with a Z.
Z, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do a Monday Night Football show that's kind of like Mystery Science Theater for Monday Night Football.
You have to be watching it, though, while you're listening to them, right? Because otherwise it doesn't make any
There's
sense.
A little delay. You don't have to, because they'll just be talking about stuff, and then they'll go, oh, Arian Foster just got a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, like, if you were doing something else, and you didn't want to pay attention to Monday Night Football, but kind of wanted to know what was going on,
you could listen to that.
It's football-y.
I listened to them. They were talking about the Oxford comma.
Really?
Which I endorse. I endorse the Oxford comma. I don't know how you feel about it.
There was an issue about it with Ann Patchett. Mm-hmm. They did the New York Times or some, I think it was New York Magazine, did something about a review of her book, Ann Patchett, very famous author. And they said that she, the book was about the struggles of being married and then without a comma to her dog and her dog or something like that. So it was like she wrote back and was like, yeah, you guys missed a comma there because
I'm not married to my dog.
So yes, the Oxford comma is very important. And it's probably the best Vampire Weekend song that I can think of. I was thinking about an Oxford comma.
I dressed as an Oxford comma for Halloween.
Does it look different than most commas?
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
It's much classier comma. And you were dressed as a pink rabbit for Halloween.
It was very comfortable.
I saw pictures. Yeah. Are you a furry? I've always wanted to ask you that
because
you do the costume thing, but you really seem to go towards the little furry animals. I mean, it's okay. You can talk about it.
No,
I really just go
for warmth. You know, I like the thing that I like about being a bunny is that you. You know, the floppy ears are kind of nice.
Those are nice, yeah.
In the costume that I had, it was like the dude from Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
his
yeah,
version of the
that.
Thing.
Yeah.
So it was like bunny slippers and it was like a nice pink onesie.
Hmm.
It was very warm. So that was pretty good. I'm always going for warmth because I'm like 41 years old. I'm freezing all the time. Well, I'm bald, you know. So like
why
you're
does
that
do it?
Like
why don't you
95% of the, you know, the...
Okay, you know what? That's a fallacy.
What?
Okay, here's little Miss Pedant here. I'm on my thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know how they say that you lose like 95% of the heat of your body through your head?
Yeah.
Okay, that's based on a study that the Army did in Alaska. And they put guys, okay, so they were like, they had like infrared-y things, you know, and they had guys in their uniform standing out in the snow and they were measuring where they were losing heat from.
Yeah.
Okay, the problem was none of the guys were wearing hats.
So that was just...
Because they didn't have a hat
on. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah,
there.
They didn't have a hat on. So, of course, all the heat was going off the top of their head because they weren't wearing hats, but it wasn't going out the rest of their
life. It feels true, though. When your head's cold, you're cold.
Yeah, that's true.
And when my head's... I could wear, like, just a hat to work, and I'd probably be okay.
Except they'd fire you, but...
I mean, they'd fire me for something, but maybe not for that.
Okay, all right.
But definitely for something.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad we got this. Okay, costumes... Mascots, ready?
Yeah.
Mr. Met?
Yeah, what happened to Mr. Met?
Is anybody calling us, by the way? 201-209-9368 is the number to call.
I mean, none of these lights are lit here.
Okay.
But I'm ready.
I know.
I'm poised.
Our mics are in mono.
Yes. We're prepared on this end.
We're ready. We will get you on the air if you call.
Phone is not in mono.
But we're going to take you off the air at around 6:30 so that we can...
Well, I don't know. He's just going to call soon.
All right. Whenever he calls.
I mean, he's a busy guy.
I bet.
He has to get ready for his podcast.
His big podcast tonight.
In Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Oh, is that where he is?
Who's playing tonight? The Giants and the who? And the Colts? Giants are going to get killed.
Yeah, thank God. I got Andrew Luck on one of my fantasy teams, so I'm looking forward to that.
I'm doing bad in all those leagues.
You know what I did that I think was okay, like... A good thing to do was that I got the Giants punter because, you know,
plenty of time.
Exactly. They're just going to be punting. So
Britton Colquitt made a terrible punt yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It was awful. I saw that.
It was shocking. Yeah, we might have to write him a letter.
And he's a Colquitt, too.
I know. He's a Colquitt, and we interviewed him.
Yeah.
And he just booted one that was terrible yesterday. I don't remember what exactly was happening.
Maybe we should get a hold of him. Yeah, we should call him up.
Britton, what's going on? You feeling the pressure from the Patriots?
He must.
Oh, we do.
Oh, hey, the Broncos look pretty.
Yeah, the Broncos
bad.
Are no good.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Sportsy Talk on WFMU. Welcome, caller.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Not bad. What are you guys up to?
We are hosting a radio show about sports.
What are you doing? You're calling a radio show about sports.
Oh, well, I'm currently driving right now. I'm on 440.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, are you like?
Hopefully, it's like a
Do you have like a hands-free phone? And
hand-free
stuff?
Phone.
No, I'm driving. I'm driving with while talking off the phone.
Okay, you know what's really dangerous is like if you let a deaf person drive and they're driving because when they talk to you, they have to turn and look at you and take their hands off the wheel to like do sign.
Is that actually true?
Yeah, that's actually true. So it's like super dangerous to let the deaf people drive you around if you want to try to talk.
That's
to them.
That's kind of rude because actually, my grandma's sitting right next.
Hey, grandma, what's going on?
Hi, grandma, what's happening?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
You guys having a nice drive?
Yeah, we're stuck in traffic.
Grandma, are you a sports fan?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
You sound much younger than a grandma.
Yeah.
I mean, to me.
I'm not that old.
I think Jim's interested.
Much younger, much more attractive than a grandma. Although I go for grandmas, too.
He does go for grandmas. I've seen
They're
him.
All my age now.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys can maybe get up, link up. We're over here in Jersey City, so
I'm in Jersey City too. Meet you at the Iron Monkey.
Yeah, we'll meet you at the Iron Monkey. We'll have some cinnamon rims.
I say we meet up at Lucky Sevens.
Lucky Sevens.
Do you know that one?
No, I think I've gotten thrown out of there in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no, I've gotten thrown out.
That's a good place. I almost died. Terrific place.
That doesn't sound like a good place to take grandma.
Yeah, no. She doesn't like it, but I enjoy it.
Okay. That's good. Do you have anything sportsy you'd like to add to the show?
No, I just wanted to call in and say hey to you guys, I do like sports.
Oh, good.
Okay, good.
We like callers.
Who's your favorite NFL team?
The Devils.
The NHL, yes.
NHL. Okay.
NHL Devils.
Yes.
They're right. Good this year.
Yeah, they're doing
actually
well.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
All right, well, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
All right, thank you, guys.
Best of luck to Grandma.
You know, bye.
Hit me up on Twitter, Grandma.
Yep. Do a Tinder thing with Grandma.
Tinder me up? Tinder. I don't have a lot of luck on the Tinder.
Yeah, nobody does, I don't think.
I mean, I had some luck. I mean, luck like that. But most of the time now, it's all prostitutes.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind.
I know you don't, but I mean, you know.
It's just, you know, illegal and stuff.
Yeah,
so we have to do it on the down low.
201-209-9368.
If you're driving around with your grandma,
You can call us.
Give us a call. She sounded very attractive for a grandma.
I think, you know, last week we had the cat guy. This week we had the grandma
I like the
guy.
Cat guy.
I like the cat guy. I did too.
I'm hoping he'll give me another call.
I like when people just like call
have some sort of mystifying
random
cat story. And you're questioning the cat guy, like,
okay,
wait a minute, 7 months plus 5 months plus that was 2 years ago.
Was
and I was like, no, let's not do that.
Okay, Mr. Met. Let's do
what happened
little
to
baseball.
Mr. Met?
Mr. Met, and there's pictures. I'll prove it. Okay, when Mrs. Met is away,
yeah,
Mr. Met, like,
what?
Swings.
Mr. Met had an affair?
Mr. Met is swinging. Mr. Met was at the Village Halloween parade.
Okay.
And he was dressed as Mr. Met. So you know he was very popular.
So people were all over Mr. Met?
Mr. Met at the Village Halloween parade.
They probably
year,
just didn't know who he was. They just liked a guy with a big head.
Yeah. That's what they liked down
they're
there.
They're like, oh, wait a minute, you're with the Mets? Oh,
oh
forget
never
it.
Mind.
Get away
yeah
from me, loser.
Oh.
The Mets are terrible.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about, we haven't yet heard from Danny D, our man on the motor racing tip. Because there was an F1 race, because I saw the guy on the Today Show.
Yeah.
One of those guys.
One of those British guys.
Mm-hmm. Can't remember his name. But there was a big fight after a race the other night that Brad Keselowski, who's nothing but trouble. He's a punk. He's got no respect for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always knocking people around, hitting them, and they spin out and burn and, you know, die. And then he comes in first place. He didn't win this race. But then that Jeff Gordon guy, who I didn't used to like because he was kind of a punk, you know, back in his day. He was like one of those young punks winning all the races.
Yeah.
Had no respect for people.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's kind of the old guard. You know, he's the old guy.
So now nobody has any respect for him?
Yeah, I guess not.
Okay.
So now he came and took a swing at Keselowski at the end of the race. And there was just like a riot.
Yeah, I saw pictures. All those guys like fighting each other.
Yeah. There should be a fight at the end of every NASCAR. There should be. They cancel the race.
And just have a fight.
Keep the fight.
Yeah.
Hello, Carl. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hi, this is TD.
Hey, TD.
Hey. From Football's
TD is the one of the co-hosts of the podcast Football's. It's at footballs.org.
Yeah.
And you also have a website of your own. It's a Tumblr called A Pair of Creps. Creeps?
Creeps?
Creeps.
Crepes.
I say crepes.
With the rare stape.tumblr.com.
Yeah.
In which
it's
you...
too complicated.
You,
I'll never remember
no,
that.
People will remember because it's very important.
Remember. Okay, go ahead.
You do some weekly reviews of the New Yorker cover, among other shenanigans. Welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
How do you prepare? Now, you guys do a long show because Monday Night Football can be, it could be 4 to 5 days worth of football right there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How do you prepare yourself for such an endeavor?
As little as possible, really.
Don't think about it too much. Do you just get drunk or what?
That happens usually. I mean, we try to stay sober for the first half, and by the second half, it's really just
you try to be as drunk as the audience is. I think that's thoughtful.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
But I one of the things that drives me crazy as I become an older, crazier person is terrible announcing. And so one of the things that I like about your show is instead of listening to like Mike Tirico and Gruden is just almost unlistenable.
Mm. Yeah,
is I can put you guys on and then I'm having fun. I'm having a good time because you guys are funny. You're knowledgeable. And yet there's a lot of love.
Yes. Well, that's what we aim. There is a lot of anger also. I mean, we are increasingly going crazy old men ourselves.
Right.
But that was sort of the impetus for starting the show. Just like and football, though it is pretty arcane and there's a lot of minutia for the sort of casual fan, if you've watched it for a while, you can figure out what's going on.
Yes.
You don't need,
or you don't need to figure out what's going on.
Yeah,
you can just watch it. You don't need to know. I mean, they'll tell you something. If something important happens, they'll show it to you 3 times.
Yeah,
and you know, you're like, oh yeah, that's different. So okay.
As a football viewer, I want to know less.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to feel physically dumber than I felt at the beginning of the game, and that's where your show helps me as a listener.
Good. That's what we aim for. We aim to just lower the intellect of sports fans.
Is it
one listener at a time?
Is it important for you during Monday Night Football to have a cheering interest? Like, are you particularly interested in one team defeating another, or is it more just you want an enjoyable game that people are going to be tuned into for a long time?
Well, I mean, I like when a team that really gets my dander up is on the television.
Yes.
Because it, you know, I am a human being, and most human beings operate better when they're fueled by anger. So,
but
if I have an enemy on the screen, it just makes it easier.
You're from the West Coast. You're from the Seattle, so they're riding high. We met those guys.
Well, they're not riding that high now.
They'll still win somehow.
Yeah, they will. We met them at Media Day.
We went to Media Day at the Super Bowl last year. Yeah.
And we talked to them.
Yeah, we made out with a couple of those. I can't remember who, you know.
Well, Golden Tate wanted to lick you or something.
He wanted to spit on his hand and slap me.
Yeah. And Wes Welker threatened to kill us, so that was exciting.
Yeah, Wes Welker was not having a good day.
He didn't like us at all.
These guys are like
That's
caged
good.
Animals
I
at those
like
things.
Having Wes Welker dislike you is probably a good thing.
I'm very proud of that, actually.
I'm a little, yeah. I mean, I'm a Patriots fan, so I'm pretty mad at Wes Welker for dropping that ball that would have won the Super Bowl and then leaving and then taking ecstasy and not giving me any money. Like, he goes to the Kentucky Derby and just gets whacked out, and they give him a bunch of money. He's just handing it out to people.
And it turns out he didn't even win the money.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, and you were like, I was a fan of you, Wes Welker. Where is my money?
I loved you. I loved you, Wes Welker.
You didn't love Wes Welker.
Have you seen his blue eyes? You can lose your soul in those blue eyes.
Piercing blue eyes.
But now you just look into his eyes and there's nothing looking back out at you because he's just been hit in the head so many times.
I know.
Yeah, it's just an empty giant helmet.
Hit in the spine. Poor Wes.
I know, he got hit yesterday.
Well, he's not that poor. He's still got plenty of ecstasy money.
He'll be fine. When he retires,
he can just lose. He'll just take ecstasy so he doesn't feel the pain anymore.
That's right.
Zero serotonin and die a happy man.
Yeah.
We have a question from listener Drew O on the comments board. Mm-hmm. He has a question for TD. He wants to know, do you guys need permission from the NFL to use their broadcasts for live commentary? And it's not actually the NFL, it's ESPN. Anyway, it's Monday night, right?
It's Monday Night Football. But you don't actually hear the game
rebroadcasting the games on your podcast.
No. But secretly, our goal when we started is
to be sued.
Yeah, completely. We want the NFL to sue the hell out of us.
They're a little busy right now with their own. Apparently, they don't really have their act together, which is a surprise to me. Because I was like, well, if you asked me which sport had the best commissioner and the best, I would have said NFL at the beginning of the season.
Sure.
But apparently they're just like kidding around over there.
Well, once you go outside of things that cost them, once things start to cost them money, they pay attention.
But only for a little while, right? I mean, now there was a big article where it's like, you know, the ratings are higher than they've ever been.
Yeah.
They're off the charts.
If there wasn't that video.
That video is pretty bad.
That video is awful.
Had not come out,
nobody
would be talking about it.
No.
Because nobody would have raised an uproar, and nobody would have said, I'm going to boycott the NFL, and there wouldn't be all this bad PR.
Nobody would have known.
But it's still all that bad PR is just a blip. Like, people are still going to watch until, I don't know, something even more terrible happens.
I know. It's sad to think about what is the horrible, terrible thing that has to happen for people to stop watching football.
Yeah, I don't know. Something involving puppies.
Involving puppies already did happen.
Yeah, I know that was just a blip, right?
It was
just
back. That guy's back.
Look away.
He went to prison.
I think
he
would have to be like a puppy might have to run on the field, and then a player would have to take off his helmet and just
smash
kill
the puppy on live television
into its throat.
That could happen.
Maybe
that could happen.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of puppies on the field. Occasionally a cat or a bird, but never a puppy.
Yeah, there's never
a
puppy on the field.
You know
why
you don't see it? They don't show it to you.
They don't. It's like
when puppies run on the field, they go,
This week at the Cowboys game, before the game started, they had a German Shepherd that rappelled down the front of the Jumbotron.
I saw that.
You're kidding me.
They didn't show it on TV, did they? Did they show it on the broadcast? I don't think so.
I would have put that. That would have been my entire broadcast.
Why don't they show that? I mean, I would love to see that.
Unfortunately, it showed Brandon Whedon playing terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
He was sort of like a puppy that was lowered into a situation
he
was not ready for.
He was definitely not ready. I mean, being the Cleveland Browns starning quarterback does not prepare you to play in the NFL.
It's true.
Anyway, it's like, oh my God, look at these guys coming at me.
In a kitchen at McDonald's and then being like put into a kitchen of a 5-star restaurant. Be like, you've done this before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's fine. The fry machine is over there. It's fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Do you think that Monday Night Football is kind of still the golden standard of what football is, or do you think it's been kind of like somehow that NBC Sunday night game has kind of taken over a little bit, or the Thursday night games have been incredibly popular somehow?
Yeah.
Well, I think first you could put football on five nights a week and people would watch.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But I definitely think that Monday Night Football has lost its luster a lot since it's moved over to ESPN. I mean, the last few years, the games weren't super good before they got to ESPN, and the broadcast wasn't good. And now, I definitely think the Sunday night game is sort of the marquee matchup for the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Well, because they have the ability, if they've made a mistake at the beginning of the season, right, you can go like, no, we're not putting, you know, this team on who's like 1-6. You know, like the Jets are getting...
they can flex out.
The Jets are getting flexed off a Sunday night. Yeah.
Like there's no way you're going to put those guys on a Sunday night game. But like if they've already been dialed up for Monday Night Football, it's like, well, tough luck. Here you go.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm excited for tonight. The New York Giants, who are not good.
No.
We're going to get to watch them for 3 entire hours.
And it's the Giants versus the Colts, which means that the Colts are going to score about 60 points.
Yeah,
but the key to tonight's game, which they won't show on ESPN, is that they're doing a thing for Michael Strahan. Like, so they're like retiring his number. Somehow his number's unretired, which is a little bizarre.
Wait, I thought they retired it already.
I don't know. They're having a homecoming for Michael Strahan. Like, how long is that guy?
I think they just retire his number like every other
week. He's in the Ring of Fame now or something like that. Yeah. I don't know what that means. Like, yesterday they retired Mean Joe Green's number, which is ridiculous because that guy's been like the greatest Steeler of all time for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
He hasn't played since the 70s, right?
Right.
It's like, oh, we never got around to, like, retiring that guy's number? It's like, are you insane? Like, what's the matter with you guys?
Well, how many people have worn it now? It's all, like, you know. You think it's all dirty now? The number's all dirty and tarnished. It's tainted.
I have no idea. I mean, there's only so many numbers at some point.
There's bed bugs in that number.
There's bed bugs on his number.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they had to retire it, so that people would stop besmirching it.
I guess.
Does that mean that little kid that he gave his jersey to in that Coke commercial, does he have bed bugs now?
Yes.
That kid has bed bugs.
That kid grew up with bed
bugs. He's like, here, kid, have my shirt covered in vermin.
That kid is like patient zero of the bed bug infestation. That's where all the bed bugs that we have now came from, that kid.
The kid is the radioactive monkey that caused Ebola.
He's the Ebola monkey.
Mean Joe Green. Well, he's really paid. He's like, you think it was some sort of Mean Joe Green saw into the future and saw New York City.
Yeah, he knew. Yes. Like, he knew what would happen.
I will deliver a pestilence upon them.
Exactly.
I will rain death upon them all.
Yeah.
That Mean Joe Green is so mean.
He is so mean.
I mean, they would have called him Nefarious Joe Green. But nefarious.
That's a nickname that has been sadly overlooked. And Howard Cosell, see, that's the thing. When I think of Monday Night Football, and I was still but a child, I think of Howard Cosell using words that I didn't understand on a football broadcast with Kathy Lee's husband. And
Kathy
Al Michaels, I think. Al Michaels has been doing it for like
husband.
1,000 years
Kathy
or something like that.
Well, they tried to replicate that with Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller
is the worst.
No, but he was outstanding on those broadcasts because they would.
Horrible.
The next day, they would, I can't remember, I think it was Slade or something like that, would be like, these are the weird references Dennis Miller made every week on a thing. It'd be like, Charles Dickens and, you know, Apollonius.
He was just trying to show that he was really smart, and he just wasn't. He was stupid. I hate
it. Well, I mean, I feel like that's the bulk of Dennis Miller's career.
Yeah.
In trying to show everybody that he's smart.
He's really smart.
He's ended up in a very disappointing place. Where,
oh, good. Where is he?
Well, he's like a Republican now because of 9/11. And it's just like, come on. Yeah, baby.
So,
come on, grow up. So, big show tonight. So,
big show tonight.
Who do you have? You have a couple guests on, too, right?
We do.
Okay, who are your guests?
My broadcast partner, Mac, interviewed a man who runs a Christian CrossFit company.
Ooh, that's nice. Christian CrossFit.
We'll be playing that interview at halftime.
So like Stations of the CrossFit kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. It was all him. We sort of switch on and off. We pre-recorded an interview that we do at halftime. I want to give a shout out to WFMU listener and Sporty Talk listener, Jim McHugh of the band Nymph.
Oh. Yay, listener Jim McHugh. Thank you.
We will play some.
Who I interviewed earlier in the season and wanted to say hello to you guys.
Oh, wow. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
So we have that, and then we have a call-in guest that who I will name in a moment. Let's look it up. I'm just screwing this up.
Is it one of us?
No.
No, it's not. I would love to have you guys on later in the season.
We will. We will.
Will we?
Still,
and if I'm going to be in...
After an hour of talking.
If I'm going to be in the Boston area celebrating the holidays, maybe I'll, you know, I can show up too and just be drunk.
Yeah.
Drunk outside. I'd like to do a drunk outside interview while you guys are inside.
That'd be
good.
You can be out on the porch.
Tom Brady is my boyfriend.
Yeah. You can just stand out there and talk. And
yeah.
Lower a mic.
Throw the mic out the window.
At the window.
It's no problem.
Yeah. Our call-in guest is... Mile Ray.
Who is?
Miles Ray. He's a sports writer type person. So usually at halftime we have a non-sports person that we talk to, and then during the fourth quarter we have a sports type person.
I like
call in to the show.
I like it.
That's good.
Yeah.
I hope it's a good... I mean, usually at about 11 o'clock I'm going, I don't know if I'm going to watch... I mean, it's usually halftime.
Right.
I'm going, I might be hitting the sack pretty soon.
Gotta get up for work.
Hopefully it's a good game. Hopefully it's entertaining, and you guys can bring a lot to it tonight.
Thank you.
Everybody should listen to Footballs. Can you go to footballs.org and then stream the show from there?
Yep, you can stream it from there or from a wonderful sports website called theclassical.org.
That's David Roth. Is he the guy who runs that show?
Yeah.
Very funny guy. Mm-hmm. Very good writer.
Yeah, he's fantastic. So either one of those every Monday night until the end of the season.
All right, TD.
Cool.
Well, enjoy the game. We'll try to have you on maybe closer to the Super Bowl, so we'll get your Super Bowl prediction or something like that.
That would be excellent.
Seahawks repeat, no doubt.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I don't.
Not kidding.
All right. All right, TD. Thanks very much for the call.
Hey, thank you. Have a great night.
Okay. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen to Footballs on footballwithaz.org.
Well, he was perfectly nice.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
What do you think? We get bad guests?
I don't know.
That guy's like had met Andrea Salenzi someplace from the YOY show. Do we have to bleep that?
No. I'm just.
And then okay. It was like Andrea.
Where would you meet? Okay, so
I don't know. They would. You know, they're all radio people.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
they're doing their radio thing.
Well, that's this podcast.
They're all podcasts now. I don't know.
Okay. We have a podcast. Did you
know
that?
I did not.
People can actually subscribe to our podcast.
They should.
I went and looked at it. Yeah, Sportsy Talk. You can subscribe to that. I went and looked at it, and they had... What they'd done was they'd very cleverly conflated the Thunk Tank show and the Sportsy Talk show descriptions, and they kind of jammed them together in this mashup that made no sense at all. So I don't know who's been listening to it or what they were expecting to hear.
They're like,
or anyway,
this isn't People of the Dead.
They fixed it. They got it fixed.
I do not like this Jim guy. Where is Jay?
Where is Jay?
He is someplace climbing trees.
Yeah.
What was it? Climbing trees or climbing rocks?
Ice and rocks.
That dude is 100% man. He makes me feel like just a gelatinous blob of nonsense.
He's a big ball of testosterone.
He is a dude.
Yeah. He definitely is.
He makes me question my masculinity.
Oh, don't do that.
And my sexuality.
If you're going to do that, you might as well go hang out with Mr. Met.
I could. Apparently, in the village, scoring when Mrs. Met's not paying any attention.
I thought it was good.
Why couldn't Mrs. Met be there too?
I don't know.
Where was she? She's so damn busy doing.
Well,
what's she doing?
It's Halloween in the village. She's letting him, you know, express
fly
himself.
Fly his flag.
Yeah, fly his freak flag.
Unzip his fly.
Mr. Met's fly.
Do you think he has three or four fingers down there, too?
I think it's like a bat.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. You know, the World Series is over.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The World Series.
You know, I watched some of that.
It came and went. Yeah, you were right. Last week, you said they were going to bring in Madison Bumgarner to pitch again. I had no idea.
That should be illegal.
There should be a rule against that
because that's insane.
I didn't really think that they would bring him back on 2 days rest. And he didn't start the game, but he came in like in the fourth inning or something. He pitched like five innings.
It was insane.
On 2 days rest.
No,
it was amazing.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I just felt bad for the Royals.
He was great. But when he came in, I thought, oh, well, Jim the Poet was right.
I sometimes listen to the sports talk radio myself.
Oh,
and the baseball and the
like our sports talk radio or a real.
I listen to our show carefully.
Yeah, I do too. Find out what we said.
Yeah,
why.
Carefully and say, wait a minute.
What?
I said that.
Another call.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hey, this is listener Paul.
Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Paul.
I'm not the best listener.
Yes, you are.
You're a pretty good listener.
You're a good listener. You called us.
That's true. That's true. I got a prediction on the Giants.
Oh, you do?
Tonight.
Okay. What?
We're going to lose.
Oh. What do you mean? They have a chance to win?
Any team could beat any other
They're
team
bringing back,
on any given day, right? Yeah.
They're bringing back every old Giant they can possibly bring back for like some sort of homecoming night. So maybe maybe the juju in the building will be going
maybe
the Giants'
just, maybe
way.
Maybe
they'll
just put some of those old guys on the field.
Those guys can play.
You know, as far as sports goes, you know, real quick, I must have been 10, my brother was 11, and my dad says, hey, I'm taking you to a baseball game at Yankee Stadium.
Oh,
we're like,
nice.
Yay.
Ooh, yay.
So we get there. Of course, my old man is drinking beer, and we had one too. But I was like, when are they going to hit the ball? No, it's better if they don't hit it. I looked at my brother. I was like, what the? Come on. And it was like, from what I remember, it was like a no-hitter until the last inning or two. Everybody's like, all like, yay. I was like, what the? This is boring as crap. No, it's better when they don't hit the ball. Oh, yeah, okay, have fun. So baseball, I was like, that stinks, you know.
Yeah.
It's boring. So then, you know, I became a Giant fan since, what, the 70s.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, they've had some great years, you know.
We did, and then we had years where we couldn't punch our way out of a paper bag.
Yeah, it comes and goes. It's not like the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees win every
always
year.
Always win. No, the Yankees were always great.
But I'll tell you one thing. I'm still smiling, but it's fading. From when we beat the undefeated Patriots. Yeah.
That was a huge victory with the helmet catch and
the
stuff like that.
Helmet catch.
Yeah, that was pretty. Oh, I'm a Patriots fan, so that was pretty rough.
That was a high point.
I didn't even know that you could do that. I thought there would be some sort of. They would reverse the play somehow.
Nope.
But apparently that's okay.
It's fine.
You know, I just. But like I said, that was, you know, a long time ago, and, you know, now the. Now I get to watch them lose again tonight, but
the Colts are pretty good. I mean, you know, Andrew Luck, those guys are pretty good. But I think the Giants have a pretty good chance. They're at home, you know.
They have a chance.
Eli, they're coming off the bye, so you know they could be well rested.
Or they could have forgotten all the plays.
That might be good if they forgot the play. They just do something else.
Who knows what.
Well, they could be closer to a good season. I mean, they do that thing where they take, like, you know, they lose a bunch of games and then they win 12 in a row and then they're in the play. You know, they're like.
Yeah.
So, you know, they could be okay.
It could happen.
Anything is possible on any given day.
I think
their coach is a little too old. You know, their coach at this point.
Coughlin's old.
Yeah, he's a little too old. You got to get a young guy. You got to get somebody, you know, with a crazy streak.
I can hear him in the locker room after a loss. It's like this. It's like, hey, guys, hey, think you're doing you.
Well, he gets that red-faced thing. Have you seen that?
Yeah, he gets
where it's
all
like
red.
It's cold out and he doesn't wear a hat and he just looks like he's going to die. And you're like, you can't do that, man. You're like 1,000 years old.
He's old.
So, well.
He's old and good. But, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Well, I hope you enjoy the game. I hope it's a better game than you think it's going to be because, you know, everybody likes it when the Giants are good.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing. My daughters, they live in Brooklyn, in Bed-Stuy, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I was talking to him, and I went on your site and ordered a bunch of stuff like WFMU scarves and t-shirts and, you know, how to serve man.
That's to serve mankind. Yep, that's our cookbook.
Yeah, and they got it. They were really happy to get that little care package. And then my oldest told me, the coffee shop here in Brooklyn, that all they play is FMU.
Do you think they're listening? Are they listening to us now?
Maybe.
They probably are.
Maybe.
Good. Hello, coffee shop.
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
Nice seeing you again.
Area.
Okay.
So, yeah, so from what I hear, you know, FMU lives on in Brooklyn.
That's
somewhere,
cool.
What all the hipsters say.
That's right.
We love hipsters.
We do.
We really do. Thanks for the call, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Have a great evening.
Okay.
Enjoy the game.
Best to you and your daughters.
It could be a better game than Paul suggests.
It could be. You know, we lost a call. Somebody was trying to
call. Someone could call back.
Somebody,
yeah, I know.
They could call back. 201.
We were talking to Paul.
We were talking to another listener.
They,
can,
they
love
both
to talk
lit
to
up
you.
At the same time.
I know. It was
you know,
great. It was
as
exciting.
As a DJ.
I know.
I'm,
there's nothing you can do.
I'm a little too new to the game.
You know, if we had a call screener, we'd have somebody like hold those people in reserve.
But we don't need a call screener thus far. Everything's
well, not,
been great.
Yeah.
I mean, there was the guy driving around with his grandma.
I know.
Who sounded pretty hot.
No, I mean, I think they'd put him through anyway. It didn't matter.
Yeah, we would take
you know,
that call.
Just, I mean, I'm just saying, if we had a call screener, they would get the people and explain to them
would
that
take
they have
you,
to hold.
We'll
know,
take a call from your hot grandma.
Yeah, 201-209-9368.
Oh, you know, tomorrow is Election Day in most
geez.
Of the country.
That's right, I forgot.
So please go out and vote, you know.
I'm against voting.
Well, don't. You shouldn't vote then.
I won't vote.
If it's against your beliefs.
Yeah.
But, you know, go out and vote, because that seems like something you ought to do.
Well, I think you should vote if there's an actual choice between the candidates. But, I mean, if they're
No, it's an illusion. It's a lot of people fought and died so that you could go to vote.
Well, that's true.
So, you know.
Okay, that's a good point.
Think about
Thank
that.
Thank you. I will think about that. Thank you.
I mean, you know.
Okay.
I mean, lots of people fought and died for no particular reason, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Just because they liked fighting.
Those guys at the F1 car race or whatever that was.
They didn't die, but they were fighting.
They didn't die?
They were fighting,
Well,
though.
They didn't die.
I mean, they were, like, swinging,
really
you know, like...
Fight.
And then one of the guys got a little, like, you know, came around the car.
Yeah, and came out.
You got that little Keselowski with, like a sucker punch.
Hey, we didn't talk about Jose Canseco yet.
He had
a gun. He was ready to fight and die.
Oh, he was just cleaning it.
That's
how most of the people die of owning guns.
Because
it's like, I think I'll clean my gun tonight because I'm drunk. And then you shoot yourself in the hand.
Yeah, Jose Canseco shot off his FU finger on his left
hand. He actually shot it off?
He shot off his finger on his left hand. And it's gone. Yeah.
It's gone? They couldn't save the finger?
No.
That's terrible.
It's gone.
Jose Canseco should have one of those fingers.
Well, maybe we could...
Of all the people, ex-ball players.
Okay, so when we make the big Sportsy Talk foam fingers...
It could be the middle finger of Jose Canseco?
I looked it up.
You've already looked this up?
Yeah, I looked up foam fingers so that we could have them made, right, for Sportsy Talk.
Yeah. Well, those are great.
You can get a middle finger one. And we could send it to Jose Canseco.
We could send it to him?
Yeah.
We could probably get Jose Canseco on the show.
Why don't we get him on the show? That'd be awesome.
He used to call into Boston Sports Talk Radio all the time and talk to those guys.
Well, tell him you're
on
Boston.
And we're way bigger than those guys.
Tell him you're on Boston Sports Talk
Radio. This is I'm at
FMU.
Boston.
WFMU, kind of like Boston, just south of Boston.
Hey, this is Jim from Boston Talk Radio. Let's call up. We'll talk about middle fingers and chowder. Stay tuned for the top of the hour. The night people are coming on.
And their guest is Jose
Their guest
Canseco's
is Jose Canseco's middle finger.
Yeah.
Is going to be their guest. It hurts so much.
Oh, why did he shoot me?
Why does it hurt so much?
Why did he shoot me? I was doing nothing wrong. So Jose Canseco, you know, the thing is, though, he was cleaning his gun, and he didn't check to see if it was loaded. And
there's always one in the chamber.
If you're
cleaning your gun, there's one in the chamber.
I was taught in my crazy person survivalist gun training that you always, you know, all guns are always loaded.
Always loaded.
Always loaded.
And there's always one in the chamber.
Yeah, so you always got to check.
That's why it's no fun to just be, you know, wheeling it around at your friends. Just
pointing
at anybody.
Yeah, don't do that.
There's
do
always
that.
One in the chamber somehow. Yeah. I don't know how, but there's always one in the chamber.
Yep.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
The Red Bulls are in the MLS playoffs.
How are they doing exactly?
The Revolution
was watching that game the other day. That was pretty boring.
Can you actually watch those games? Where are they?
It was on some channel that I have. Because I have, like, Verizon Fios, and I have
all the channels.
I have a massive amount of channels. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't have any channels.
It seemed like a Boston area channel that I was watching, but because they had commercials that were, like, in Bostonese.
Okay.
That was like, hey, what's going on? Let's get some donuts.
That's a Boston accent?
Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds like Brooklyn.
I mean, I could do Boston, but...
Okay, but you didn't.
I don't want to. It offends my people.
You don't want to do that. So we found out, you know how I don't have any TV? I have four sad channels.
It's very sad, actually.
I know. Well, we found out, actually, we discovered that we have secret channels up in the 400s that we didn't know we got. We get these secret weird channels.
Secret weird channels.
Yeah, and we were looking at the secret weird channels up in the 400s, and we found a channel called Soul of the South.
Yeah.
That's the name of the channel.
Soul of the South.
Is that odd?
Sots.
Sols?
Sots. Soul of the South.
Yeah, Sots.
Sots.
Okay, S-O-T-S.
Sots TV.
SOTS TV, and they broadcast the Fall Experimental Football League.
And now, so what exactly is experimental about it? Do we know?
I don't know what's experimental about it, but it's, I guess they're trying to be like a feeder league for the NFL. They're trying to be like a farm team league.
There's a Brooklyn team.
There's a Brooklyn team. There's a Boston team.
Do we know what the name of the Boston team is?
Breakers? Something with a B?
Breakers was the old USFL team.
Okay, then it's not Breakers. Well, it's the Brooklyn Bolts.
Brooklyn Bolts. Not a bad...
Boston...
Their logo's kind of cool, too, because it has like a thunderbolt going across the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, you looked at it?
Well, yeah. I was flipping the channels one day.
All right. Boston... Well, you seen it?
I saw like 5 seconds of one game.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it. Did you notice it doesn't look like they're wearing pads or anything? I mean, it's
I didn't watch
really
it for that
odd.
Long.
Okay, so it's like... Okay, so the Brooklyn Bolts, the Boston Brawlers.
Ooh, Brawlers.
The Omaha Mammoths.
See, that just seems far away.
I know, it is far away. And why the Mammoths? I don't know that there are
There Mammoths there?
No, I've never, not that I'm aware of. And I grew up around there, but I don't know that any Mammoths.
If they had Mammoths, we'd know.
And then they have a random team that doesn't have any hometown that I forget the name of, but it's just sort of
they
like.
They ran away from home?
They're the off to join the circus team. And they, that's it.
Homeless team.
The homeless team. The homeless guys that want to be
and
in the NFL.
And who's winning that league?
I don't know. The experimental league? I couldn't.
I mean, what is it exactly that's experimental? Do they have five downs or can you know?
Well, they do have some different rules.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, how will those guys be prepared for the NFL football when they get there?
Like the
Cleveland Browns.
Well, that's probably it's probably a feeder league for the Cleveland Browns.
Although the Browns are having a kind of a great year.
Yeah, well,
I mean, so far. Usually something terrible will happen to them, a la what happens to the Jets every week.
Didn't they beat the Bucs this week?
They beat somebody.
I think
I'm
going
to say the Bucs.
I think they beat the Bucs.
The Bucs almost beat them, though.
Yeah, well.
All their games are very close. And they beat the Steelers once this year.
Wow, they did?
Unheard of.
That's crazy.
Because Roethlisberger has his record against the Browns is like 20-1 or something that. 21-1 or something.
Whose record isn't 21-1 against the Browns? I mean, everybody's record is 21-1.
I don't know. Everyone's pretty good usually when they're playing.
Why don't they just have the Browns?
The Patriots, when they went there, like a couple of years ago, and they got wiped out. Like it was.
You're kidding.
No, there was this giant guy who they just kept handing the ball off to, whose name I can't remember. Now he's on the Giants. What's that guy's name? The big, tall,
the big
white
giant guy?
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know.
Running back.
The big white guy running back?
Hillis. Peyton Hillis, is that his name?
Peyton?
Peyton Hollis. Hillis. Anyway, he got about six touchdowns. I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? They just would hand him the ball, and he would just, like, push guys away. Like, I don't know what was happening in that game, but we got destroyed. Because they hate Belichick because Belichick used to be their coach.
Wait, he was the coach of the Browns?
He was the coach of the Browns, and then they moved
was
to...
Was that before or after he started cheating? Is that why they don't win?
That was pre-cheating.
Cheating because that's why they don't win.
That's why they don't win now.
Because they
Although we won against the... We must have been cheating, though.
Yeah, they must have.
Against Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
It's just cold.
Well, it wasn't a good game. That was a really bad game.
I was fine with it.
It just wasn't fun to watch.
To watch.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, they clobbered the Broncos. The Patriots clobbered the Broncos.
Well, they tried to make it sound like it was closer than it was. They're like, oh, they might just be down by two scores instead of three.
Yeah,
and you're like, you're not fooling me. Like, come on.
I mean, I don't know. It's the games that I thought were going to be really interesting turned out to be big blowouts, and so they just weren't that amusing.
Well, usually I wouldn't watch one game. I would watch, the red zone gives me the opportunity to watch 17 games at one time and not know what's happening.
Yeah.
That's what I prefer.
Yeah.
But I actually watched that one all the way through because it was like the national game.
Right.
I don't know. It was, fun. It's nice to see the boys do well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to see the Peyton get all,
Cause he was really upset.
Yeah, he was not having a good time.
Did you see him?
And his helmet doesn't fit him. I don't know why no one's pointed that out to him. Because one side of his head will always be weirdly pressed back.
It's got that dent in it.
Yeah, like that's not anything.
No, I know. I don't know why they do that to him.
That's not a good look.
No, well, those guys aren't, necessarily attractive guys, the Mannings. I mean, they're not, you don't have to worry about how hot they are or not.
But they're already rich and already married to
nice ladies.
Hot people. Are they nice?
Yeah, I think they're married to nice people.
I haven't the faintest idea.
I don't know. Didn't you say you see Eli Manning around Hoboken?
He lives in Hoboken.
Yeah, you see
him. No, my boss from work.
No, sees him around.
Sees him around. And she was going to talk to him, I think, but then didn't. Well, she's a Steelers fan anyway.
Well, she has to give him our phone number so he can call us.
He's not going to call us.
He will.
He's not.
Listen, Eli Manning. Eli Manning.
He gets paid to call another station. I think.
I know you're out there.
He gets paid to call like
209-9368.
It's Night People's here.
They don't own you.
They might own him.
Eli.
Dunkin' Donuts owns him, and then some
car company.
Owns him, and then he does rapping for the.
Hey, congratulations on your guest tonight.
Who is your guest tonight?
It's Jose Canseco's finger.
Is it Jose? Do you have an actual guest tonight?
No, it's Jose Canseco's
finger.
Yeah,
Jose Canseco's finger. We'll stay tuned for that.
Yep.
The top of the hour, Night People. Doing the Night People thing.
Yep. So this has been Sportsy Talk.
This is Sportsy Talk.
This was it.
WFMU.
Do we have a call?
No. Oh, we do.
Yeah, put it on.
Hello, and welcome to Sportsy Talk, caller. You're on the air.
You have 1 minute. Go.
Hey, we were just wondering if you guys eat while you play.
I do not. I would usually drink some coffee from Starbucks. Do you eat while you play?
Is that like a dirty joke?
While you're on the radio.
While we're on the radio? No, we don't eat.
Should I?
Should we? Do you hear mouth noises that make you think that?
There's typewriter noises in the back.
I thought I heard you eating.
Eating?
No.
Here, this is my eating. Delicious. I had some spaghetti. Well, thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye. Yeah.
Anytime people want to send us food for
we'll
free,
take it.
We will take it.
Yeah, we will take it.
Thank you to Bronwyn C.
Thank you, Jim the Poet.
Thank you to Night People.
Thank you to TD, our caller.
TD, listen to Footballs tonight.
Yeah, as soon as we get off the air, but not before we get off the air.
They're not on the air until like 8:30, I think.
Okay, well, then there's no conflict.
There's no conflict.
Okay.
Listen to Night People, then listen to whatever other shows are on WFMU, and then listen to Footballs at the same time.
And then listen to us next week at 6 p.m. on Monday.
Are we back on the air?
Next week we are, for another week or two. And then I don't know what happens.
Then we don't know.
Then all is chaos.
Nobody knows. Write to WFMU management.
No, don't do that. That'll tick him off. Okay, so thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless. And you have to do the legal ID, or do you want me to do it?
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online everywhere.
Everywhere.
All over the world.
WFMU.org.
We'll see you later. Thank you.
It's that time of the year. Clocks have turned back. Time to hunker down. Bring the wood inside. Get a fire going. Just relax and enjoy Night People for the next hour. I heard something funny there at the beginning of the music. Was that a...
It snuck up on me. This is what it was.
Hey, pop
the trunk and
go
live
on Monday. That's our NPR impression.
Hey, pop
the trunk
and
go
live
on Monday. Okay.
Pop the trunk and go live on Monday.
Bring me back to my cozy world. Thank you.
Yes.
How was your Halloween?
It was good. It was fun.
Did you go trick or treating?
I took my daughter around. Yes. It was fun.
Do you hit like a lot of houses?
We did. We went to this densely sort of populated area where you can hit a ton of places in a short amount of time.
Does anyone just go trick-or-treating out their door anymore? Or is it all destination trick-or-treating?
I don't know. I think people do.
Were there times when we were kids?
I think so, yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't think there was for me.
Really?
I don't. Maybe there were and I just didn't know.
It seems like it's got to end at some point. Right?
I feel like we were just running wild. And
maybe.
Everybody then drives to a different neighborhood and parks, and then they go trick-or-treating in some among strangers, which seems to almost defeat the purpose. Then it just becomes this candy begging.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't even know the people in the houses. And before, it made some sense. You saw all the neighbors. You maybe, you know, the kids saw each other.
Right.
We were in this strange neighborhood. Wait, did you dress up?
No, I didn't. Did you?
Well, yeah, I have this, my go-to, at some point I picked up a very generic robot mask.
Ah, nice.
It's Angular. Actually, those of you who are familiar with last year's premium, Behind Closed Drawers, in which Sandy and I show you our most intimate boudoirs.
Right.
You would be familiar with that mask from the whole costume from that movie.
Right.
I'm pretty much dressed in my go-to costume.
Yes, I remember it.
Whatever is called for, that's the mask that I wear. It's sort of like what's the shape? It's like a pentagonal mask. It's black. It looks like it's got some kind of circuitry. It's old. And I just wore that. It was cold, so I had to wear normal clothes over it.
I have go-to wigs that I use.
Mm-hmm. You have a stable of wigs.
Yeah.